Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have an injury.
It's a Niner defender down. And it's Fred Warner.
Oh, no. Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's Jim Nance and Tony Romo, CBS on the call.
Yeah, they did a good job,
man. And Fred Warner's injury. It's going to keep him out for the rest of the year, obviously, and 49ers and their fans dealing with some fallout here.
Yeah, and the players. I guess Warner didn't speak to the media, but he gave a post-game emotional speech to his teammates, so I'm sure that was heavy, you know?
Yeah. As bad as this weekend was in the Bay for the 49ers, how'd you like to be in Detroit? Oof.
Still not as bad as Phil.
Detroit, the Tigers got eliminated on Friday.
All right, that was a great game.
Michigan lost to USC on Saturday.
But Michigan
and
ain't
Lions
Michigan.
Lost last night.
Yeah, Michigan ain't Michigan. Michigan ain't Michigan since June.
Well, all I can tell you is, you know, one of my best friends, Dan Dale, he's a huge Detroit
That's my guy.
Sports fan, and he was down.
He's down?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I would tell him, at least you're not in Philly.
Why would that be?
Because Philly was worse that weekend they had. Flyers, Eagles.
It was the Flyers' opener.
They lost.
First game of the year. Michigan's season just went down the drain. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark. What's going on, man?
How's it doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to chime in with one thing. 2 years of injuries like this, why isn't anybody looking at the conditioning team, the conditioning coach? You know, we obviously there's some things wrong here. And I'll take your answer off the air.
I mean, okay. Steiny, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Where do you start? And Fred got rolled up on. That happens in football. Just telling the caller. I don't believe there's anything there. But about all the other soft tissue injuries, I don't know if you think there's something there. I don't. But what I do know is how the hell does this feel like? It feel like it keeps happening to the Niners.
I mean, in a crazy kind of way, when I see Warner go down, and then I look at his career, I'm like,
he's missed one game.
How does he not get hurt?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like
122 starts, he's made 121.
How do you stay healthy for that long a time in the NFL these days?
Oh, man. It's that position. That's a good one.
Yeah, let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I wish I could say it was a better day, gentlemen. You know, obviously we just lost arguably the best player on our team. Mm. So, you know, and, you know, out of anything, like, you know, I just wish him a speedy recovery and everything. And what I want to see is, you know, where are the Niners going to go from here? Are they going to be one of those teams that are going to do something about it? Because the record is still there. We're still 4-2. And quite frankly, we're still in it. It's just a matter of, like, you know, once our offense gets back, you know, we're going to probably get Kittle back. You're going to get Pearsall, Ayuk back soon, and just get those pieces that we need on the offense. And, you know, what Chasky and Spadoni were saying earlier, too, you know, they're going to have to be the defense of the team just to try to get those points on the board. You know, with Juwan Jennings' injury, yeah, that hurts. But Kendrick Bourne has really been picking it up, and I know that he's Mac Jones' guy. But I'd like to see what he does when Brock comes back. And quite frankly, you know, I'm really more interested to see what the Niners do moving forward. Are they going to still be all in and maybe go make a move or like a Hendrickson, and then maybe get another linebacker to replace. Maybe I'm even thinking like, you know, I think I'm getting his name right, Al-Shahir, you know, bring him back and just kind of refill the defense of what we're looking to do. Or are they just going to stand pat and just go with the flow and just, you know, I'm not going to say tank, but just not really do anything and just wait for the next season. So I'm interested to see what this next week is going to be like along with the upcoming games, guys. So that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, appreciate it. I mean, there is something about going out. It feels like it would be a desperation move almost at this point. And then do you really want to make a move in a year where your quarterback situation is uncertain because of injury? Pearsall, IU, Kittle are all hurt. Now Warner and Bosa are out for the season. I think it's fair to say, you know, I think the 49ers have to assess whether they want to, I don't know, add to this team totally right now or even make a you know, legit move. I mean, how much difference would one guy make either on either side of the ball? But I guess it would probably be on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. And Stein, it's crazy. That's why on a scale, my scale, the guru scale, 1 to a 10, this injury to Fred Warner is a 12. And the reason that is had you asked me that before Fred got injured, it looked like they had something going. And they still may, but now I'm like, okay, all bets are off because there is no Fred. But Stani, I might be holding on to my wallet in regard to my expenditures, knowing what you just ran down and not knowing with the continuity of who's a quarterback. I just can't see myself doing that because now I don't feel as close as I was defensively until this Warner injury. So we'll see how it goes. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But as far as, you know, making a move and using more capital, I think that went away for me when Fred went down.
So Christian McCaffrey yesterday, 17 carries, 54 yards, another low yardage per carry rate, 3.2 yards per carry. Did catch 7 passes for 57 yards, so total yards, he was over 100.
I used to be him just on the ground.
Yeah. He was asking how satisfied he was with his game yesterday.
I don't know. I think we'll have to look at that tape. You know, I'm always my biggest critic, and so we'll see if it was a successful game or not, you know. But I think there's, you know, probably some plays that I maybe want back. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think, look, I work really hard, but at the end of the day, I mean, every time I'm able to step on that field, I'm very grateful. You know, I thank God for it because, you know, sometimes, yeah, you just – when you're able to play, it's a blessing. It really is. I don't take it for granted.
I got to tell you, Stoney, I mean, do what, 5'10", 5'11", about 210 pounds – I mean, do you watch him get tackled? Even when it's in the passing game, it's like he's taking a lot. And it's football. I know that's what you're going to say, Stoney, but nah, man. They're getting away with wrestling moves. And I'm not saying he's getting tackled more. Can I finish? He's taking a lot of pounding. He's not a big dude. Why would you say what?
Because Jack Lizzoli takes more pounding than other running backs.
Well, I'm just saying, on this team, he's not getting much blocking. I mean, it's Malachi crunch left and right, it just seems like. It's a lot of traffic. I mean, 17 totes yesterday, not much or nothing.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fan, what's the best case scenario from this point on for this team? Is it still the playoffs? Can you still get to the postseason? Are you at the point now where it's, let's get a good look at the young players and see who some of the keepers are from this past draft or two?
Well, you were doing that already.
Yeah, well, you get a better look at them now because they're going to be asked to do more, you would think. So
yeah,
is that a possible silver lining? But no, I get it. It doesn't look great for the 49ers right now. Interested to see who's quarterbacking Sunday.
That's just amazing.
If Brock Purdy comes back on Sunday, do you start to feel a little different about this team?
Would you let him come back?
Yes. Stop. Hell yes, if he's ready.
Now because of the injury or just – I'm asking, has that changed from last week before Fred going down?
No, if he's healthy, he's got to play. If he's healthy, he's got to play. And if he goes out there and plays and you say – well, he doesn't look like himself, and you still think he's hurt, then shut him down for a while. Mm. But if he thinks he can play and the staff thinks he's healthy enough, then put him out there. I mean, if he goes out there Sunday and plays like the Brock Purdy of a couple years ago, I think we might feel differently about this team and their chances, especially if Purdy looks good Sunday, and then we know that they're going to get guys back.
Yeah, Mac was sacked 6 times, Stoney, but I do wonder. I kind of lied to you and didn't even know it earlier when you asked it. I think about Brock Purdy. I do wonder if he was back there, how many of those would he been sacked 6 times? I think it would have been lower. But the bottom line is, you know, in my head, I know the momentum was it was getting high, or it was starting to rise in regard to what the Niners should do at the quarterback position. And I didn't blame Mac yesterday. I was impressed with some of the throws, 347 yards if you're into that, but 2 interceptions. But Stoney, there is a part of me that feels like somewhat of the shoe dropped on the Mac train as far as is superseding Brock Purdy. And I don't know what Purdy's availability is, and maybe he can't go and they keep him out another week. But if you're saying, if he says he can go, you put him out there, maybe we're to that point.
888-957-9570. Does anything that happened yesterday kind of change your approach at the quarterback situation? I still think if Brock's not ready, then Mac Jones should play. But as soon as he's ready, then I think you got to put him out there and see what happens. As for Mac Jones, I don't know. I thought he was
I'm with you.
I was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, all right, let's just get to the nitty-gritty. That first interception, is that on Mac? Or, I mean, like Nat said, it's on his ledger. He threw a pick. I'm not trying to cape for him. But that wasn't egregious, right? That was a miscommunication.
I thought the first one was worse than the second one, because I thought they were in a little bit of desperation mode on the second one. And the first one happens on the opening drive. You get the ball, you turn it over, and now, boom, it's 7-0, and they're getting the kick to start the second half. And you just put yourself in a real bad hole there, I thought.
Let's talk about the second one. And it's easy for me to be Monday morning quarterback, Stoney. And when you're down, maybe Kyle didn't have a lot of confidence in his defense getting that stop that they needed. But why, the more I think about it, you're down 8, you kick that field goal after the Pooney false start, you're down 5 with about 5.5 to play, if not more. Anything could happen on the kickoff return, fumble, or they could go down, score, and bleed the clock. But do you think it's fair I could Monday morning quarterback that decision?
If you want, sure.
Had that crossed your mind to take the 3 in real time?
Yeah, I thought about taking the 3 after Pooney moved early. Now, you know, it was 4th and 1. That's 4th and 6. I mean, yeah, I thought, okay, now I kind of felt like, all right, now you got to take the field goal.
I was expecting it.
But maybe he thought they were so undermanned that
their
best chance was to get one there and then get something cheap later and steal one. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. This is Kyle Shanahan on how he felt Mac Jones played.
I thought Mac did a pretty good job. I thought that last turnover, the last pick was a tough one. On the first one on the game, we were hot on a blitz, and we didn't get the right side adjustment. He's got to throw that, and we had a bust on the route. I don't put that one on him. Thought he did some good things today, but nothing on him. It was on everyone collectively. Made too many mistakes offensively, defensively. Just not good enough.
Yeah, so he says Mac Jones –
gotcha.
Shouldn't really be faulted on the first one. The first one didn't look good.
He was thrown to a spot and had Bourne broke out. I mean, he's there. I'm not saying it wouldn't have been no interception, but it wouldn't have been that, which I don't know why it wasn't a pick 6, fix your cleats, but yeah. The coach said it wasn't his fault.
Let's go to Daryl. Daryl's in Berkeley. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. A little heart sick this morning because of the play. But as far as spending the money, I think we should still go after a DN. Maybe not too expensive. Go after a DN, bring in Nick Martin because he was inactive last week, and even bring Mustafa down and play a modified 4-2-5 with Mustafa being that hitter. As far as our defense, we're not that bad. I mean, well, we lost Fred. Offensively, when Brock is healthy, put Brock in there. I don't think he'd have threw that pick because the commentators were talking about how Todd, you know, he is the magic he pulls off. But anyway, I don't think we're that bad. I'm hurt because of Fred, but, you know, I'm not giving up the boat, guys. So
I hear
you. What you're doing. We'll talk later. All right.
Thanks, Daryl. Hang in there.
Man, you're right, Sonny. The best part about, you said it earlier. Daryl just said it. I mean, you are 4-2. You know, you could be 2-4 and feeling this, you know, this somber mood. But outside of Fred, you got more games. You got 11 more. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm just trying to see how I get the Bosa. Let's do it by committee. But Fred was a big part of that. But Fred, I mean, Stoney, this is a dude that was calling the plays, doing it all, green dot, and he's gone.
I'll tell you the part that's hard to ignore is that they've had the maybe it's just because they're coming off a loss, but Purdy's been hurt. Like, just think about everything. Before game one, McCaffrey didn't practice on the Thursday, and everybody was worried that maybe he was not healthy coming into the season. And then Brock Purdy comes out and he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And then Kittle gets hurt. And then Pearsall gets hurt. And then Bosa gets hurt. But there's something about Fred Warner, and I'm trying to figure out from 49er fans whether this is like the feather or whatever, the straw that broke the camel's back, or whether, no. It's not the fact that he's the fifth or sixth injury, and that's taking its toll. It's the fact that it's Fred Warner. And even if we lost Fred Warner and we were healthy in other areas, we'd still be this bummed out.
Mm.
Like it does feel like the Warner injury is definitely more of a bummer than any of the other injuries, including Bosa. And I'm just trying to wonder if it's like the last straw, or it's because it's our guy. It's Fred Warner, our Iron Man, and one of the best players in football.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the latter part of what you just said, Stoney. I think that's it. But again, I'm not saying these dudes are going to quit. Bethune, I mean, 5 solo tackles, was in on 10. But I did a bad analogy with the Steph Curry. Not that he has that much gravity. But let me ask you this, Donnie. McCaffrey was gone much of last year, played 4 games. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? And you had Bosa and Warner at your disposal. And yet you still compiled a 6-11 record.
It's a good question.
I just feel like when we say heart and soul, I don't just throw it around. Me personally, Fred was that. He was the Draymond and Steph combined. So now you have a bunch of youngsters that got to step up. You're right. And I'm just wondering who's the adult in the room. And Sala can do so much. You know, I was looking at him yesterday like, what's he thinking? Knowing we need a damn stop here. And then Johnson for a touchdown. And it's like, you know, that's not what he wants to happen. But he can do so much. But Fred was the guy that I thought galvanized the defense, sniffed out stuff, stopped the run, and now you're about to embark on your first 4 quarters for the rest of the season without him.
I mean, you know, we've talked in the past about how, you know, McCaffrey's probably their best player.
Yeah.
But it kind of feels like a lot of people believe Warner may be their best player now, and that's why this one hurts, because yeah. You can't overcome Warner in conjunction with Bosa. So I get it. That's going to be the big challenge for the San Francisco 49ers. And hopefully, you know, their defense can stay gritty. And as they get players back offensively, maybe they start scoring more points. What's the 49ers high for points this season? Have they hit 30?
I want to say New Orleans 26.
Yeah, I don't think they've hit 30.
26-21, I believe.
So, you know.
But now you have to, partner.
Exactly.
If the intel is right, you got to believe. Like who was the caller that said Shasky and Spadoni, might have been Derek, you know, said the offense has got to put up more. But that's what's got me a bit nervous, Donnie, is how do you do that if you're not able to, you know, obviously the run blocking is an issue. But even pass protection yesterday, 6 sacks, that can't happen.
Yeah. No, I mean. It wasn't a great offensive performance yesterday, even though Mac Jones racking up the yardage. You know, it's also clear that, I guess the 49ers, if they execute to perfection, can overcome it. But it just feels like teams are they're just okay with letting like McCaffrey get 7 yards. Yeah, I mean, it seems like teams are just, they're okay with letting McCaffrey get all that underneath stuff. And it almost feels like it's because they know at some point in the drive that on first down, the defense will get a hold, or the 49ers will hold on offense to put them at a first and 20 or a first and 15. But like, I just don't think the defenses are sweating these five to six yard chunks as they're moving up the field. Now, the one thing I will say is they've scored points now when they would have never scored points early in the year. And that is when they don't get into the red zone, they still have a guy who can kick 50-yard field goals. So I think they got, what, at least two of those field goals yesterday were field goals when they never made it to the red zone. Mm. But they have a kicker now that can hit it from that far.
It sounds like you're saying to me, and we don't know why, because the question's still out there in regard as McCaffrey lost a step, Stani. And I'm just saying that noise, depending on who you listen to, is getting a little louder. But the numbers don't lie. His longest run of the season, can you guess?
13.
15. And yesterday it was 11, 3.2 on the ground. But the way you describe, teams are kind of letting them, it's almost like they don't fear them or fear, you know, what they're not what they used to be as a unit. Now, yeah, if you want to break down and tell me that, you know, another running back would do more. But Stani, I know you got to scoff like Guru, he's a running back. Just watch McCaffrey get taken down to the ground. I'm telling you, Stani, he's like gang tackle every damn time, and he pops back up. But I'm like, man, he's not Earl Campbell. But you got to be thankful that he hadn't got hurt, because he was the one everybody was worried about coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think there might be something, and man, you know, I don't know what the exact strategy would be, but the one thing that teams have done all season long is McCaffrey has not had any real big plays, like none, of course, as you've just said, through the running game. But like, how explosive has he been in the passing game? I mean, he's had some, I bet he's had 6 20-yard or more catches.
Well, 57 maybe yesterday, but Stani, to me, 1 for 23 yards. They're coming right, like more like screens, you know, and he's not Jerry Rice, and you're not asking him to be.
All right, so what were his numbers?
17 for 54 on the ground.
What about receiving?
He had like 7 for 57, 8.1 a pop. And his longest was 23.
So he had a 23 in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always like to do this.
But that pass could have went 5 yards and he ran 18, Stani, if that's where you're going.
No, where I'm going on is, so then he had 6 catches for 34 yards outside of that one.
Gotcha.
Which I think it looks like teams are, they're willing to give that up, even though it feels like, well, you give up 6 yards a catch, they're eventually going to push the ball down in the scoring position.
Kittle's if they coming don't make back. A mistake. But right now, if a gun to your head, you had to make the bet. Is this offensive line capable of improving their run blocking?
Yes, of course.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, then they're done. Like, seriously.
See, why you go there till they're done? They're 4-2 with it still being pissy.
Because it's not sustainable. Mm. It's not sustainable to win if you can't
run.
How's
it going to get fixed?
They got to be better. They got to execute better. If they're lacking talent like on the Clooney, offensive line,
he's having a sophomore slump, right? I'm watching him, Stani. He was phenomenal last year.
Really?
Last year he was great.
For a rookie, I'm sure he was pretty good.
You haven't mentioned Trent today, so man, we need to.
You see him go after that guy, 5'7", 192 pounds, after the game had been decided.
Hey, he was standing up for his dude.
Come on, man.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Trent.
Big Trent. Yeah, Stani, I'm down on the O-line until they show me otherwise, man.
Listen, I'm just not a fan of, the play that ends the game, and then on that play, one of your guys gets an unsportsmanlike.
Well, you saw the Chiefs lying last night.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get to all your calls on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, and it starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden is going to be open with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. That's right. Just drive to Laughing Monk and have signed up for the shuttle, and you take the shuttle to the game and back to Laughing Monk. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, to sign up now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As Jones throws it, what a throw, what a catch. He's taken off. It's Bourne. Bourne all the way down to the 33-yard line of Tampa Bay. There is a flag. It went for 56 yards. He had a 41-yarder in the first quarter. Let's see if it holds up.
Jim Nantz.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Jim Nantz on the call, CBS Sports.
Kendrick Bourne been born again, Stoney. He don't just catch it in stride. He keeps running. Like, damn.
Now, you said that he's turning into Jerry Rice. And I believe that on the first one, Jerry Rice would have scored.
Okay.
He would not have been caught from behind.
Romo said the rapport between those two, Jones and Bourne, on the telecast, Stoney, said it reminded him of Troy Aikman and Alvin Harper, a play against the Niners. But, man, they've worked together. Thank you, Nick. They've worked together in the past. I'm ready to tell you Bourne won't be able to do this with Purdy. It's just something different about.
Of course.
Hopefully I'm wrong, but I know Niner fans are out there. Goo, hopefully we don't find out.
Well, the other thing is that.
He can throw that ball across. That's his throw, Mac Jones. That post. Woo!
So you brought up the play. So the Niners had 4th and 1.
Pooney.
They were down 27-19.
Yep.
And Pooney
false start,
moves early right. To put it to 4th and 6.
Do you take 3?
They had an opportunity to take 3. I thought after the penalty they might. They didn't. Keyshawn Johnson, NFL Network?
No, he's just freelancing
just
right
a dude.
Now. Yeah, he's doing
just a great former receiver.
Exactly. Who was
Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. You don't need to try to be smarter than everybody. This West Coast offense BS. You take the 3, man. Take the 3 and depend on your defense. You decided you're going to go for it on 4th down and Mac Jones. Like, get rid of the football. Put the football in Christian McCaffrey's hands. You decided you're not going to do that. I don't understand why they keep doing this. It's all these West Coast. First week, we got this dude. The next week, we got that dude. It's all this West Coast system, everybody's tree, BS. I really want to just stop. I don't want to keep making videos about coaches making mistakes and doing dumb. Like, stop trying to always prove to everybody you smart. You got 6 minutes or whatever it was left in the game. Kick the field goal, homie. Like, real talk. Like, you're like, stop. Like, this don't make no sense, man. Like, I'm rooting for y'all to win because John Lynch was my former teammate, and here you are. You smarter than everybody. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. Sorry. That's just me. Maybe I don't know nothing. Maybe I ain't never played. I don't know the game. I ain't a coach, so I ain't smart.
Well, your thoughts, Steiny, because I did. Go ahead. I'll let you go.
Well, I just
first.
Don't think it was that cut and dry.
And I'm with you.
I mean, you know, what the first thing he said was, I'm sure, something that Kyle Shanahan thought of, and that is, well, take the field goal and let our defense. Well, their defense is without their
depend.
Best player.
He said depend on the D, Steiny, and I'm like, who? I'm trying to rake over the coals, Steiny. I hope I'm not. I'm looking. The D kept you in the damn game, too. You know, they gave up some big plays. Don't get me wrong. The Johnson, that was a killer, the bomb, the third and 15. But other than that, you know, Mac Jones wasn't, Baker Mayfield wasn't going crazy. But maybe that was something that he had on his chest. He said McVay, Steiny, against the Niners the last Thursday night, you know, calling the horrible fourth and one play to run the ball. But what have you. That didn't cost him the game, though.
Yeah, I'm no way to prove this, but I kind of feel like on the two touchdowns, they were missing Warner. Like the second touchdown, not the first one. The second touch, or was it their second one where he threw it to the right and there was just a botched coverage. And the guy was wide open and he ends up scoring. And the play was and on the replay, Romo was actually saying, see, I think if Fred Warner's in there and he's pointing to people, he's pointing to the guy saying, you got to pick him up or something like that. And he was never picked up. And so maybe, you know, in addition to Warner's greatness, the other issue is that he directs his teammates. And if he's unable to do that, they may be more susceptible to giving up big plays.
Yeah. And maybe I think that was the one to Cameron Johnson. I could be wrong, Stoney, but yeah, you miss Fred. And now you just feel like Atlanta's coming in, or whoever you play moving forward. Just think about trying to come up with an offensive game plan to attack some youngsters without 97 on the front and 54 right behind them. I mean, you would think, Stoney, it doesn't take Cosell or any John Madden, rest in peace, to think it's going to be a lot easier without those two guys, you know?
No doubt. No doubt. And the other one on the, you know, on the score that put Tampa Bay up 27-19 on the, you know, just a great catch.
But he ran by
everybody. He was open. He started putting up his hand five strides into the route because he knew that he had everybody beat already. I got to believe that's enough. Like, those were two plays where they gave up touchdowns where it seemed like, you know, somebody just missed an assignment.
But you got a young secondary. Mustafa came back, and you had Jair Brown get the start too, and Siegel. We didn't see what was the other guy's name that we had been seeing? I think he got benched. What's my guy's name? Starts with a P, Evan. What's my boy's name?
Pinnock?
Pinnock. He didn't get much running, none at all.
Orlando is in San Bruno. Hey, Orlando, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Good afternoon, guys. I'm looking at the schedule, and I'll be a realist. Right before the bye, I'm thinking they'll go 4-3. So that will make them, 8-5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last four games, they'll go 2-2. And that will make them at 10-7.
Yep.
That's a potential playoff. But yeah, the loss with number 54, it's really devastating because if he was not hurt and they added a player, it would have made a big difference. Now that he's gone, and you guys mentioned that, even if they add a player, I don't see it making a big difference. Mm. Most definitely, the word is keep faith, you know?
Yeah.
Night. Yeah, that's all you can do, Orlando, right? Yep. No, it is.
Yeah.
I got to get on my guy, Jim Mole.
Oh, Jimmy. I missed him this week. What you got?
Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Come at him.
One thing's for sure. The quote-unquote easy schedule is no longer a thing. Yes, it is. Because the Niners got worse doesn't mean their schedule got harder.
But you know, that's an oxymoron. When you get worse.
Their schedule stayed the same. Their schedule is still the easiest schedule. Okay. Doesn't matter. Your schedule's based on your opponents, not on who you are.
But when you are who you are and take steps back, doesn't the task become that much more difficult?
Yeah, but it's still an easy schedule.
When you're
the
home.
Schedule, so doesn't matter. The schedule's the schedule.
Yeah, I think you're looking at it wrong.
So now you're mad because now you're hurt and you have the easiest schedule in 12 years? Like, that's a silver lining in my book. It's not like, oh, now we stick. Like, no, you have an easy schedule. You can still win games.
Right, but it was easy because it was predicated on you would be your at your hole.
Their schedule is still the easiest schedule in a decade.
I don't see it that way.
Well, it is. It is. And if the Buffalo Bills had that schedule, it would be the easiest schedule in football.
Okay, let me give you one. And what if Josh Allen, Allen got
and
hurt?
If the New York, and if the Jets had that schedule, even though the Jets are 0-6, it would still be the easiest schedule in football.
All right, but give me the, I'm going to tell you, I got to do this. Josh Allen gets hurt. Is that schedule still as easy?
Well, the teams are the same.
No, he's, but
the teams are the same.
You lost Allen.
Well, it's still relatively the easiest schedule in the NFL. And now, good for you guys, you get to play the easiest schedule, so you're still in it, even though you're missing your starting quarterback.
Which makes, and I guess all I'm saying, Steiny, is now it becomes that much more difficult.
Right.
To take advantage
of it. It becomes difficult for the Niners, still but they're still very
easy.
But
can you take advantage of it?
Yeah. I would give them a better chance to take advantage of the easiest schedule in the last 10 years this year, as opposed to if they had a first place schedule this year.
Mm.
Let's go to Rob in San Jose. What's up, Rob? What's going on?
Oh man, I'm feeling it today.
Why?
And after hearing you guys continue to talk, I got a few things, dude. Number one, this has been, man, a run of like just complete and utter like heartbreak, losing in Super Bowls and NFC Championship games, or just injury plagued seasons, man. The last like 5 years,
I get
it's just
you.
A roller coaster of emotion. And as far as the Warner thing, it's definitely the second end of what you guys were talking about. Because, man, if it was Demo, it'd be like, oh, man, that sucks, like losing Demo. But the fact that it's Fred and he's our quarterback and he does everything for us, and it's just like he is the heart.
Lost him?
Lost him a little bit. Yeah, he wasn't calling for you. He was calling for me. I feel that. And if you want to put all the, I know, Stoudy, you're like, today, tomorrow's not promised. Just the pain, and you're right. Maybe they go on and win the Super Bowl, but I got something for you. I don't feel comfortable with you saying the East. They got the Falcons, the Texans, the Giants, who are playing better and found an identity, the Rams, the Cardinals, never easy, the Panthers, they're 3-3, I'll give you the Titans, and then Danny Dimes with the Colts.
They play the Bears?
Yeah, after that. What, Bears 2-2.
The bottom line, okay. Yeah, you're
saying.
Right. No, they're scheduled. Because Fred Warner got hurt, now these teams that they're going to play are actually better than they are.
It's not that, Steiny. It's Fred Warner got hurt along with Nick Bosa.
Okay. I get it. It doesn't change the fact that you have more winnable games on your schedule than most teams. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to KJ in Oakland. What's up? Yeah, it's going to be harder without Bosa and Warner, but still got teams that can be beaten on that schedule. Let's go to KJ in Oakland.
What's up, y'all? Y'all got me over here dying, man. But for sure, look, dude, look.
Talk to us. Talk to us, man.
Like, it's the same teams, dude. They still not that good. Though I will give you some points, dude, because the Colts are looking a little nasty right now. They look a little nasty. Chicago, I don't know about that, dude.
All right, I'm
with Steiny on that one. But look, I don't want to like change the conversation too much. But I was just thinking about Fred Warner, right? Think about this, Steiny. Like, think about like kind of like when Draymond goes out in the middle of a Warriors game. Well, the team, it's something to be said about presence. So, because during that game, they're not going to have the time for one, and mentally speaking, they're not going to feel the absence of Draymond completely until the next game and moving forward. And the same thing is true for Fred Warner, man, because his presence is a lot. And like you were saying, Steiny, like he's the quarterback. Both of y'all said the same thing. He's the quarterback out there. Like he's the one calling the plays and putting people where they're supposed to be on defense. Yesterday, we already saw it. Like they scored, 17 points after he left? And so it's like, 17 points. And it's like, damn, you can see it. And so, like, moving forward, it's going to be difficult. I mean, I expect some of the young dudes to kind of step up and show us a little something. But you can't replace the presence Fred Warner.
No, you're right. You know? You're right.
Agree,
but here's the way I look at it from yesterday. I think, okay, Warner goes out.
Yeah.
And you're kind of shot yesterday. It's a big blow. It's hard to overcome. We had players on the team saying it's heartbreaking. I'm willing to acknowledge there's no way you lose Fred Warner and can keep up your emotional intensity in that game that he gets hurt. KJ's right. From now on, they got to figure out how they're going to play without Fred Warner.
And that's
going
to be so difficult to me.
Right. But the emotional, like this, the emotional aspect of Warner's injury cannot last past this week.
It actually can galvanize him.
They're going to miss him, no doubt, but they can't use his absence as, like, it can only be a one-game gut punch. Is all I'm saying. And yes,
but
you're
a season-long ramification. Yeah, sure. if it don't go right.
But you know, today you've got work to do, replacing Warner and Bosa, and however you're going to do it, it's up to Robert Saleh. But now that's the task, and so they got to devise a game plan on defense that gives them the best chance, and they got to do that without Warner and Bosa.
And Stoney, I don't want to pile on, but even with Fred, it was going to be difficult. You know?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Let's go to Eddie in San Mateo. What's up, Eddie? How you doing?
Yo, what's up, guys? I was listening. You saying that the easy schedule is not easy anymore because the quarterback's hurt. I don't agree with that. It remains easy. Mm. It's an easy schedule. It doesn't matter if the quarterback's hurt. You still got to win the game.
Yeah.
Like, look, I saw the Jets-Denver game. The Jets had no chance to win it, but they almost won it.
Right.
And if the Denver loses to the Jets, that's on them. So it's on the Niners to win on an easy schedule. I understand the quarterback. I understand if Fred Warner's hurt and Purdy's hurt, everyone's hurt. But you still got to win, and you got the easy schedule. So you can't say it gets harder because you already got the easy schedule.
Appreciate it. Like, I'm just looking and – you know,
because tell me the easy game coming up in the next week or two. I guess that's where I'm looking at, because Atlanta's not going to be a walk in the park.
No, but it's still the Falcons, and they're coming to your house,
right,
and they're playing tonight, and you're favored. Like, you're favored to beat the Falcons, and the Vegas knows who you're without. So, like, who's going to be favored? 49ers at Texans.
I think a lot of depend on what happens, and they probably got a line right now, but this version of the Niners is not going to be favored, I don't believe.
There's 11 games left, and I'll bet you the Niners are going to be favorites in at least five or six of them.
Right. And it might be more.
Exactly. There you go.
All right. How many of those games Brock playing?
Well, it's been proven you can win with Mac Jones and Brock. It's just a matter of who's going to be healthy at the time that they're playing a certain game against a certain team. Let's go to Rob. Rob's in San Jose. What's going on, Rob? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm back. My call got dropped.
Right.
I was just, you know,
losing
Fred is different than the other guys.
Right.
And I think, too, one of the things I wanted to discuss with Mac Jones is I think he's elevated this offense, not having any of the playmakers with McCaffrey withstanding. Has Brock Purdy really done that? I mean, I know he hasn't played all the games this year, but even going back to last year when Kittle was around for most of the season, I think given what we have on offense and the offensive line not being great and not having a run game, I don't think Brock Purdy could have done a better job than what Mac Jones is doing right now. And, yeah, it's going to be on the offense to put up points with Warner down. But, man, even making the playoffs, if we go 10-7, you know it's going to be an early out. Without Bosa, without Warner, this is not a championship-level defense and really has a chance to do anything in the playoffs. So let the season play out. I don't think they should make any moves. Let the young guys play, develop, let them learn on the fly. There's going to be mistakes like there was yesterday, but, man, losing Fred and Bosa and the way the season is going, it's just, it sucks.
Yeah, I got you. And I definitely understand that. This probably hurts them more if they do become a playoff team. Getting through the regular season is going to be one thing, but yeah, if they somehow win 10 games, make the playoffs,
and now you're playing a good team,
exactly, and and you're going to be undermanned. That, yeah, that's going to be a bear.
Have you even thought about
see if
the
we can
future,
get there.
Though, Steiny?
Let's see.
Is
if we...
it fair to even go there? Because that's where I'm going.
Like, how?
Just about how have we saw the best version of Fred?
Well, what, okay.
Because there's a lot of, you know, he's but played a lot of high-level football, and the standard is set so high. And I just think that same way with Bosa. And that's why I wouldn't right now, unless they run off 4 or 5 wins in a row, use any expenditures to try to go get something, a rental, per se, because Steiny, I got an O-line I need to revamp, and maybe you can do that free agency and not to draft. I don't know, but there's some glaring needs on the other side of the ball too, and I'm just wondering, like right now, and today might not be the day for it, you know, when is Fred coming back? When is Bosa coming back? And we don't know. Like, well, this could go into next year without these two
okay,
stewards.
Okay, so what would worrying about that? I get it, but everybody's in that boat. Mustafa was in that boat a year ago. Ayuk's in that boat was a year ago, and we don't know about him.
I say that to emphasize the severity of losing these two dudes.
But what do you do about it?
No, you can't do
I'm
anything
about
it, but
Bosa
play
and
sound
Warner,
football, but
how they come back. But like, are you saying maybe we need to make decisions on believing they won't be the players that they were when they come back? I mean, that's not crazy, but. I mean, there's nothing you can do except let him rehab.
I'm saying, Steiny, to you, and I mean this, I'm saying, Matt Steinmetz, this may not be a quick fix to get this team back to be a championship contender along with what you were out, but now without, but now these injuries to these two dudes.
Well,
that's how I'm looking at this, and I need to be focused on Atlanta. I get it. But when you think about where you're really out, really at, and what these injuries mean, I mean, Steiny, this is, it's not good.
Well, I don't believe, like you just said, there's not a quick fix to get him back to Super Bowl contention. I never thought there was. I mean, this was a 6-11 team last year. Now they're banged up again. And, like, maybe if they were healthy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They finished the season in a different way, and we'd say, man, they're back to being contenders. But I never thought there was going to be a quick fix to get back. Like, I think if you ask most 49er fans coming into this year, they didn't think they were nearly as legitimate Super Bowl contenders as they've been in the last 2 or 3 years coming into the season. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners lose Fred Warner yesterday, and they lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-19. And we got to find out who's playing next week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is it going to be Purdy? Is it going to be Mac Jones? And we know who isn't going to play on defense, and that's Nick Bosa and Fred Warner.
Yeah,
so they gotta figure it out.
And Steiny, real quick, we're up against it. This is hashtag random. There was a Warrior game on last night, preseason, that was not televised, and I'm pissed.
It wasn't?
No.
What about League Pass?
I got it all. It wasn't on.
Well, then why did Spadoni watch it?
He had the Laker feed.
Oh. Well, there you go. So it was on the Laker feed.
Yeah.
But you can tap into that.
No, not right now on the league pad. He had other ways to do it. He told you there was a word he used.
Just figures, you know, Pods dominates the game and nobody sees it. Meanwhile, Kuminga turns the ball over 5 times and doesn't get a rebound.
Six assists.
Yeah, that's what you want out of him now.
I wanted to, yeah.
No, anyway. He was banging the boards last night. All right. No, I didn't see that game either last night. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch, and you can catch Guru and myself. Just search 957, and while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.